Well, we're back. Wanted to talk with you a little bit about the different theaters of war and what was happening in both Europe and in the Pacific. Start with Europe first. You know, one of the things that you had early on was something called the Battle of the Atlantic. And the United States used a convoy system to try to protect its ships, not only loaded with supplies, but also men, to protect them against submarines. Again, the Liberty ships played into this a bunch. In Europe, the biggest battle in the European campaign took place at Stalingrad in 1943. It was a great turning point on the Eastern Front of the war in Europe, because this is as far as the Germans got. The Germans were racing into Russia to try to reach all the oil fields. And the Russian people and the Russian military at Stalingrad will prevent that incredibly. 97% of the civilians in the city of Stalingrad will be killed fighting the Soviets, or fighting Russia. That's the turning point in Eastern Europe. The turning point battle in Western Europe, of course, is the invasion of Europe by Normandy, D-Day, the largest amphibious operation in world history. The opening of a second front. Before D-Day could take place, the, quote, soft underbelly of Europe had to be taken, in Churchill's view. And this will encompass the invasion of North Africa, and there'll be tremendous tank battles at a place called El Alamein. There'll be fighting in Morocco, but North Africa is won. A young commander by the name of Eisenhower will lead Operation Torch. That will be the victory in North Africa. And then the United States will win in Sicily, and then begin the invasion of Italy. And Italy will be captured. Rome will be captured in 1943. There'll be the landings at Anzio, on the soft underbelly of Europe. And Anzio is a tough, tough battle. And just a tough, tough situation. The 8th Air Force will play a predominant role. The Army Air Forces will play an incredible role in helping with these invasions and the invasion of Europe itself. Back home, there was a B-17 bomber coming off the line about every minute and a half, about every 90 seconds. Women did all the domestic flying in America. But then you would have a 10-man crew in a B-17. Four officers and six enlisted men. And they would be protected by fighters. Some of the most famous fighters during World War II were the Tuskegee Airmen. This was an all-black unit, and they were rumored never to have lost an escort. Probably not true, but several years ago, all the remaining living members of the Tuskegee Airmen were given the Medal of Freedom. Well, back to D-Day. It is a turning point on the Western Front in Europe. It is going to occur on June 6, 1944. The landings occur in June. However, the breakout of the hedgerow country will not take place until September. Hard, hard, hard fighting in 1944. After D-Day, a big consequence is the Battle of the Bulge. from December to February of 1944-45. There'll be over 170,000 casualties between the Germans and the Americans. Can you imagine in 3 months over 170,000 casualties? That's roughly 50 plus thousand casualties a month. Men will succumb to the cold, the frost, the weather. It ends up being the third coldest winter in Europe in the entire 20th century. But it's Hitler's last gasp. And Berlin will fall in May of 1945. Hitler has already committed suicide. His Minister of Information, Joseph Goebbels, has murdered his wife and his 7 children. And one part of the battle is through. The battles in the Pacific had already been occurring. In August 1942, the U.S. Marines and the Army will fight on Guadalcanal. Guadalcanal and the Solomon Islands will be a turning point, because it's the first time that we go into the teeth of the enemy and win on their home soil. Also in 1942, you will have the Battle of Midway. The Battle of Midway will save Australia against the Japanese naval onslaught. And the Battle of Midway prevents the Japanese from invading Australia. You'll have the invasion of Tarawa in 1943. In February of 1945, you'll have the landings on Iwo Jima. In April of 1945, you'll have the Battle of Okinawa. There were 3 major ridges at Okinawa that had to be taken, to the tune of thousands of U.S. Marine lives. You may remember the picture, you've all seen it, of the second flag raising on Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. It's a beautiful, gorgeous picture. Most people thought it was the first flag raising. It was actually the second. Half of the men who raised that flag did not make it off the island after 1 month of battle that cost 7,000 American lives and nearly 20,000 Japanese lives. At Okinawa, incredible losses on both sides. Okinawa may be the reason why Harry Truman makes the ultimate decision when the atomic bomb is ready to drop the atomic bomb. Okinawa, Iwo Jima, tough battles. A lot of men, a lot of expenditure. The USS North Carolina is fighting at Iwo Jima. And in the summer of 1945, Harry Truman hears that the bomb is ready, this new weapon, and he has a decision to make. The invasion of Japan is scheduled for November 1945, and Harry Truman has to make a critical decision as the new president, because Franklin Roosevelt had died in April of 1945. You know, there were teenagers who, upon hearing Franklin Roosevelt's death, never knew the possibility that there could be another president. Franklin Roosevelt had been their president for their entire lives. Amazing to think about. And of course, Harry Truman will make that very fateful decision to drop the bomb. And on August 6, 1945, Little Boy, the code name for the bomb, will be dropped on Hiroshima. Harry Truman wanted to follow Franklin Roosevelt's admonition that the enemy would surrender unconditionally. And by August 9th, the Japanese War Council had not surrendered. The day before, Russia, America's ally, Uncle Joe, had done what he pledged to do, and that was to begin the war against Japan. On August 9th, Fat Man will be dropped on Nagasaki. And eventually the Emperor will break the deadlock in the Supreme War Council in Japan. and the Japanese will surrender. The greatest calamity in world history, which will ultimately cost 70 million lives. Guys, 70 million lives will be disrupted and lost. And this war will end. Turning points. Stalingrad. D-Day. Bow the Bulge. Guadalcanal. Midway. Iwo Jima. Okinawa. Just a few of many of the turning points during World War II. D-Day opened up a second front in Europe. Okinawa probably helped the decision along to drop the atomic bomb. Iwo Jima produced the most reproduced picture in American history. And Guadalcanal, as the Marines and Army win on that island, it's a confidence boost. It's a gut check. Hey, we can win on the enemy soil. I was going to tell you one more thing. One of the reasons for fighting on these islands was to provide airfields in our Allied roll-up towards Japan. The airfields largely held and were successful. But you know, the United States and its allies could not capture every island in the Pacific. So if you're asked on your final exam or if you're asked on one of my tests, what is the U.S. strategy in the Pacific, you'll definitely want to answer island hopping. Well, I want to come back and do one final lecture on remembering the war. And I know that was quite brief, but I wanted to come back and talk to you one more time about this very important moment in American and world history.